Details are surfacing about a heartbreaking car crash Friday night in Oxon Hill, Maryland that killed five people. The victims included 32-year-old Tyfani Wilkerson and 34-year-old Tamika Curtis, who leave behind 10 children between them. A body was found in the woods in Jessup Blair Park in Silver Spring yesterday. Police were called to the 7600 block of Blair Road just after 2 p.m. The victim is an adult. 29-year-old Justin Bonowitz of Gainesville faces child pornography charges. He is accused of having explicit internet communications with a 16-year-old girl. Police seized devices with evidence of child porn from his home on Long Mill Road, which is also licensed as a daycare center. He is being held without bond. Police are investigating a weekend death in Waldorf. 36-year-old Jennifer Weinmeier appears to have been run over by a car several times, and investigators say her husband is now a person of interest. Her body was found behind a Pizza Hut on Crane Highway Sunday evening. A D.C. fire engine and ambulance are back in service after a weekend Ebola scare. It's reported that the vehicles were taken out of service after transporting a woman to George Washington University Hospital. The patient was showing signs of illness after traveling to Africa. It turned out the emergency vehicles had no Ebola exposure. Maryland residents, remember, today is the last day to register to vote. And those in D.C., set your traps. D.C. is one of the rattiest cities in the U.S. A list released by the Orkin Pest Control Company put Washington, D.C. as fourth in the survey based on the number of rodent treatments conducted last year. On the other hand, D.C. is the most expensive place to live. According to a new government study, Washingtonians spend more money on housing and necessities than New Yorkers. I'm Britton. That's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to News1.com. Steve, what's going on in the Beltway?